Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Show live every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Zach Townsend, your feature, your headliner, Aaron Weber, this weekend at the Funny Bone. One show tonight, two to tomorrow night, Funny Bone in Omaha. Colleen's sitting with us this morning, too. And Nick's out doing some comedy over there in Council Bluffs tonight.
Right? Yeah, it's going to be at Maggie Mae's tonight, 8 p.m.
This is not on any subject at all, but I want to come. These flip-flops look pretty cool. They're called Dick Flops, apparently.
What?
Yeah, but look at the bottom. Well, there's a picture. I want to show the guys a picture there, Nick, on your computer. Matthew sent a picture of them there.
So the bottom flip-flops have
a penis with a smile on it. So when you're walking on the sand, it's going to just leave that imprint everywhere.
Little cartoon wieners, and then
you can commit the most hilarious murder of all time with those.
You're right. They're going to see you walk away from a murder scene with your dick flops. Oh, I want my dick flops.
Footprints in the Sand poem about Jesus, but those are the footprints.
Can't you see cops just standing around a dead body somewhere, and then somebody starts giggling. Oh, look at that. Yeah. They start giggling. Oh, there you go.
Measuring dick flops go right towards the balls. Yeah.
What if there's a guy out there actually named Dick Flops?
Probably Richard Flops.
Yeah, he's a soccer player.
They're pretty cool looking. So Todd is flying today. I forgot about that. Todd's going out to ski a little bit.
That's right.
This weekend.
Yeah.
So and he doesn't care, I'm on a
Boeing.
Yeah.
And I'm on Southwest.
You don't think about bad things, do you? As much as
no.
I used to on the flights? Nah.
Although I'm reading John's email. Are you reading John's email here?
What's it saying?
I've probably been on only 50, 60 flights in my entire life. I had a flat tire while taxiing to the runway. Had an engine fail while taxiing to the runway. Had an engine fail during or immediately after takeoff. Had a landing that was so bad that the aisle donkey started talking after landing, and she addressed how bad the landing was. In a very shaky voice, she was terrified.
Okay, don't fly with that dude then.
Yeah. That sounds like a him problem for sure.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's a him problem. But a couple things about that. All these guys know that apparently we've heard this from some pilots that they call their flight attendants aisle donkeys sometimes. And when we say it on the air, it's probably not polite. But
we've used it for years.
And as a term of endearment.
So that's what he meant by aisle donkeys or flight attendants. And now you guys are laughing because you're
picturing that's awesome. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I wouldn't say that before you hop on a plane.
Excuse me,
secondly,
aisle donkey.
Secondly, I think about this. I think when people think that we all have this thing, the world is about us. So this is how another reason I got over flying, fear of flying. When you think, oh, my God, I feel like I'm going to die this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about you. You're on a flight with 200-300 other people. They're not thinking that. So remember, it's not about you, but we all think it's about us. When you're going to an airplane, an airport, there's 200 people in your flight are just having a good time getting on there. They're not thinking about that. So it's not about you. The karma's not you. The karma's not going to kill 300 people because you think you got on the wrong side of the bed that morning. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's how I get over that kind of crap.
I was asking that to Aaron. I asked him before our flight. Do you ever feel better when you see that the stewardess are really good looking women? I feel better. I'm like, God's not going to let this happen.
Yeah. That's what he told me.
But I get a couple aisle donkeys on there, and I'm like, oh, we're going down. Nosedive tonight.
That's funny. I'm an atheist, and if I see a priest in the airport, I go, oh, well, he's not going to wreck the plane.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And now I'm an atheist, so I'm with the
but
hell
it's
that
my understanding, about. Regardless of their appearance, they're all donkeys. According to our people in the business.
Yeah, that was a little shared by some of our pilots that call the show. Or at least email the show and say, don't say my name. Yeah. But I wouldn't use the word aisle donkey today on the flight. Oh, you guys fly Sunday, so you're fine.
Yeah, we'll be
but
good.
Todd flies today. All right.
Well, good luck, man. Hope nothing happens.
Yeah, I've done it back and forth to Denver without incident for a long time. So,
well, the turbulence thing, we mentioned that before. You haven't been on a flight at all where somebody was just out of hand, physically out of hand. That's the things people think they see.
Oh, unruly passengers.
No, I've been on the flight where an unruly passenger gets kicked off before we even leave the runway.
So
really nothing in the air.
Didn't delay anything?
Yeah. No, I've never had the gas mask. Not gas masks.
Oxygen.
Yeah. Oh, man, if gas masks come down, that's not a good sign.
No.
Right. That means we're in the middle of chemical warfare.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. No, I had a big argument on the flight, and a guy got kicked off. They were arguing, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, you weren't arguing?
No.
Okay, go.
No, I've been around a lot of somebody was just asking me, because I've never been – I've been in bar fights, but I've never been a key player in them. I'm always just kind of around.
Right.
And that's where I want to be. I want to be in the mix, but not like super involved with it.
So like help
not
hold
the epicenter
a guy
of the fight?
I jumped on a guy's back who was attacking my friend at a bar. That's as involved as I get. I'm never the instigator. You know? So that's how I am on a flight. I want to be sitting next to the guy going crazy, but I'm not going to be arguing back with him, you know.
Well, Zach's going to elbow some dude looking out the window.
I've never really had like a drunk person, you know, had like one of those videos you see. But also, too, I don't really fly into Miami that often. So,
Well, usually if I'm on a flight, I'm the drunk person. But I just get in my own little world and read a magazine or something. I got all drunk, so I really don't care.
Read a magazine.
Well, I still bring like a magazine on the flight with me for some
Playboy.
Reason. You know what though? I've stopped. You know what the funny thing about that is? I used to, and then eventually I just stopped. And I'm like you. I just look at my phone and read the phone all the time.
Yeah.
It became like this is kind of dumb.
I was trying to think of the last time I saw a magazine.
They still have them in the airports.
Really?
They still have them. Not a lot, but they still have them, you know?
What are you, Field and Stream?
Good housekeeping.
Pictures of guns. Architecture Digest.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I used to get that just to look at pictures.
But I don't know why, but because I do not subscribe. I didn't send any. But years ago, I subscribed to Entertainment Weekly.
Oh, yeah.
So it might be the same company, but a People magazine arrived in the mail yesterday.
Yeah, well, good.
You know, actual physical media.
You can just say you enjoy it.
There's not much physical media.
Was it like
a
look into Mario Lopez's house?
No, it was the one with Valerie Bertinelli on the cover. We discussed. It was after we talked to her, and then we discussed. She met the guy on Instagram. This dude that she met on Instagram.
I saw a story about that guy. He's a regular dude, man.
Yep, it sounds like it.
Yeah, regular dude. Yeah. Do you think he actually tells her that he's practicing guitar, and she says, I don't want to hear about it.
Probably.
I thought she was running with the devil.
Valerie Bertinelli dates a dude, a regular dude, and he just meets her out of the blue. He's not like a freak.
No, but they went back.
One of his hobbies is acoustic guitar. Yeah. He could never break it out.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Her son's a master at guitar, and her husband is the best guitar player ever. He can't pull out an acoustic guitar ever with her.
No, he should stick to Disney like a carpenter or something.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know
maybe,
what he does.
Maybe he should start like metal detecting or something.
Yeah.
Something else, another hobby.
Well, you got a bunch of hobbies you could do.
He cannot pull out the acoustic guitar in front of Valerie Bertinelli.
Well, nobody ever wants you to pull out an acoustic guitar.
No, you're right.
No, that's
never the move at a party.
It's never the move at a party, exactly. Andrew wants to know if I'm going to have a catch with my new son.
Yeah.
I don't know. We didn't bring any gloves with us, but maybe not.
Throw the phone around out front or something.
Throw the phone around outside.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews. But now, we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Somebody said I wouldn't wear those ugly-ass Dink flip-flops. I would, because the Dink part is on the bottom.
That's right.
You know, mm-hmm. You don't know what they look like. You're walking. You're just making that imprint in the sand everywhere you go.
Do you have plans for the 420 holiday? Do you celebrate the 420 holiday? Because I'll be in Denver, Colorado.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah. You're going to the motherland.
Yeah. To me, it's just, you know, it's like St. Paddy's Day, New Year's Eve. It's amateur.
Todd smokes weed every day. I'm going to smoke dope
today, and I'm going to smoke dope tomorrow, and probably on 421 as well.
Well, is 420 a big deal in Omaha?
Yeah, it's everywhere.
In certain circles.
Yeah, a lot of smoke shops will be having sales and
the
whatnot.
The circles you're sitting in?
Yeah, but there's no... No gathering like there is in Denver City Park,
where they
do a giant exhale at 4:20 in the afternoon.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, I've seen it more than once.
Have you been involved in it?
No, I was not involved in it, but I watched the news coverage and the news helicopter, which I think is probably now the news drone. We talked about this the other day. They get a shot of this giant cloud of smoke coming out of the park.
Now, we know Nashville's a cool city.
Several hundred participants.
We know Nashville's a cool city, but it's also in a state that doesn't allow weed, technically, right?
It will be one of the last states to... Yeah.
And Nebraska will be, too, by the way. Yeah. Which is crazy.
Is it not legal?
It's not legal in Nebraska?
No, nothing.
They got Delta 8, Delta 9. They got Delta 8, Delta 9.
Oh, right. Well, that's how Nashville's that way, too. There's whatever...
The Delta 8, Delta 9 stuff.
Which is chemically, basically... Weed,
it's weed.
Right?
Yeah. It's not the same, though.
Yeah, it is for novices like me.
Derived from hemp.
I was in Tennessee in September, and mm-hmm. we got off the interstate and decided to take, and I can find it for you on my Facebook page, the scenic route. And almost immediately after we got off the interstate, we were greeted with a sign that said weed. So, well, I got to pull over. And I go inside and I ask, you know, is this the Delta 8 stuff? No. What do you got, 15, 18%? Oh, we can do you better than that. Yeah. And then they proceeded to explain to me how they worked around the hemp laws.
Wow.
So they were able to sell full-strength weed at, and then I forget the name of the town.
It's right just up. Some guy's house.
That's no,
it kind of is. But you know, there's other touristy stuff in there, like whitewater rafting, and you know, there's a few buildings around that area. But it all got legally jumbled in my mind, but somehow they were able to work around the hemp laws and sell real weed.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Wasn't that the THCA they call it, the stuff that it's not weed until you burn it, which is kind of the whole point of the thing.
I forget, you know, they were speaking hillbilly and they came from a long line of bootleggers, but they obviously knew what they were doing. They were pretty smart guys.
Right.
So do you smoke weed and then go do stuff? Does that make you want to like be active and stuff?
It really doesn't have any effect on me much
anymore.
You're
talking to a pro there, son. He's a pro.
Yeah, I have such a high tolerance.
See, I'm the opposite. I'll like smoke something or take an edible and then just listen to my fingernails grow for the next 4 hours.
That's fine. You know, I envy you.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that again.
You remember those old commercials where they melt into the couch?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Zach does.
Man, I miss that.
Yeah, well, Todd's been smoking weed for a long, long time, Zach, so you're right. He's well
And the only time
that.
I've gotten really stoned is technically OD'd on, you know, take 200 milligrams, 250 milligrams of edibles, and then you have a panic attack. And you tell yourself you're not going to die. And then you're exhausted and you fall asleep.
Yeah.
It'd be alive.
Do you imbibe there, Mr. Aaron Weber?
No, not really, man.
You're not a big pot guy?
No.
I'm not really a big, huge pot guy either.
So boring, dude.
I like some booze. That's about it.
You know? Yeah.
I'll do an edible once in a while because I like the feeling of it, you know. But Yeah, I'm more of a drinker.
He just likes to jump on guys' backs in a bar.
Completely sober.
I like to hang around for fights and then just punch and run. Right. I'm boring. Go see these guys at the Bone tonight and tomorrow night, all right? Zach Peterson. Excuse me. Not Zach Peterson. That's another comedian friend of ours.
We have a lot of Zachs.
Zach Townsend is your feature, and Aaron Weber's your headliner tonight at the Funny Bone. One show, two tomorrow. Knicks in Council Bluffs tonight, right?
Yes, Maggie Mays tonight, 8 p.m.
Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.